What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Boss Man Show back again at Xavier. Sean Miller, lead the Musketeers out of the Big East. Coach, how's it feel to be back in Cincinnati, man, at Xavier?
You know, it feels great. I'm really excited to coach in the Big East. A billion years ago, I played in the Big East, and it's grateful to have the opportunity and love Cincinnati, Ohio, and was here for 8 years the first time, and some of the most enjoyable times of my life and my family's life, and have an opportunity to return back is, in some ways a dream come true.
Now, Coach, a little bit of skits, man. You played at Pittsburgh, but love Cincinnati. Are you a Steelers man or a Bengals man?
No, I got to be careful how I answer that. Born and raised in Pittsburgh, went to Pitt. My wife and I went to high school and college together. We followed the Steelers through and through all the way, but I Joe Burrow right now, it's a different era. It's a different time. Things change. And really, I know how powerful the Bengals are in the city of Cincinnati. And it's actually equally exciting to return. Think about it. You come back to this city, maybe in the best time ever when it comes to the NFL and the Bengals. So I'm excited about everything, really.
I hear that, man. You know what? I love Mike Tomlin. I love Zach Taylor. You know, I love both of them. I'm seeing them both here at the NFL meetings here. So, man, they're very cool dudes. But yeah, you did that. You did that really well, Coach. I like how you did that, man. Nobody's mad at you, buddy. Nobody's mad at you.
I'll tell you, I met Zach Taylor yesterday. We're having a summer basketball camp at Xavier, and he has two of his sons are in the camp, and his wife dropped him off, and he stopped in at lunchtime, and I had a chance yesterday of all days, ironically, to spend 20, 30 minutes just talking with him. And, what really stands out is just what a super guy he is, just what a great, nice guy, really humble guy. And I know he's an excellent coach. So I met him for the first time yesterday. And again, it's nice to see somebody who's such a good person be that good of a coach.
No doubt that Coach Miller, my dad was a coach as well. So I ask you this. His why was to help young men in here in Atlanta or have a father figure to help them achieve their dreams in football and academics as well, Coach. So for you, what's been your why? Why'd you get into coaching, and what's been your best moments as a coach helping out young men who's played for you?
Well, it's what you just said, and I'll tell you, as you get older and more experienced and you go through the highs and lows, the wins, the losses. You know, what eventually wins out, I think if you're really a true coach or somebody that loves the sport, is the impact that you can have on your players. And by the way, sometimes the impact that they can have on you is equal. And there's so many examples over my time. This is actually year 30 for me as a college coach. This will be year 18 for me as a head coach. And, sometimes the best way to learn as a person or even as a coach is just learning through your own players. And I will tell you, as much as you try to help them, you know, they equally can really help you. And that's really what you miss when you're away from it. And that's what I recognized last year more than anything. And it's also the thing that I'm most looking forward to doing, just, you know, trying to help each of these guys let their dreams come true, help them grow both on and off the court. And, you know, I can't tell you when they leave college as a student athlete, when you play college basketball at the highest level, sacrifice, learning how to be a part of a team, you know, learning to embrace a role. There's so many lessons. It's amazing the feedback you get from them when they get older, how they'll tell you, like, man, I didn't know at the time, coach, but man, so many of the things that I learned when I was here, you know, I stick with me today, or I try to give to my own son. So like you just mentioned, I think that at the end of the day is what really drives us all, or most of us, to love coaching.
I think, coach, for me, football and baseball taught me about life so much, about who I am, and taught me about how diversity as well. Because, coach, I remember 6 years old, coach, I never met a kid that wasn't black. It's 6 years old.
Yeah.
And that showed me diversity. Baseball did. I had no idea growing up in Atlanta where I grew up at, and I've seen white kids before, or a Mexican kid.
Yeah. But
we didn't care, coach. It was on the weekends, we go play baseball, get out of Atlanta. We all came together. And I also taught me how to speak Portuguese, Spanish, and French from playing baseball. So, like, it taught me so much, sports did. So sports has done everything for me in my life, coach. Like you said, it helps us all, teach us lessons we never really learn about the games that we love to play.
You know what? I totally get what you said. You know, when I left high school, you know, I played at Blackhawk High School in Beaver County, and I went to the University of Pittsburgh. And, you know, just it's amazing how you get to know people, embrace people from different cultures, different areas of the country, like you said, different color of skin. And yet that's the one thing that sports does. You know, it just kind of blends everything together. You know, if you watch the Golden State Warriors, I don't think it mattered where they're from, you know, what color they are, et cetera. I mean, we can go through all those things, right? They're part of the Golden State Warriors. They were a group. They became like their own family. You can feel it. They love each other. They care about each other. They sacrificed. You know, they all embraced their roles, and like they became one. And no doubt, you just think about that, what I just said. If you go back in history where they were all born, raised, what their families look like, et cetera, all that was out. And they, yes. I think they bring all those things to a team. But that's one of the things that I think we all grow to love about sports is what you just said. And it's a powerful thing that sometimes is overlooked.
No doubt, coach. And I feel like sports is a unifying thing. And I feel like if more people had you and I's perspective about how sports helped us unify with other people, and because we put on that jersey, it's one goal. We don't care right. about where we're going to after the game. It's like, for those four hours we're on that field or in that court, it's about winning as a team, man, and celebrating the joys and the highs and lows together. It's one, and becoming one, like you said. For me, those young kids I played ball with, coach, we're still friends today, and I'm in my 30s. So let's think about that. Life of friendships came from baseball, that from different backgrounds. So I love it. It's so fun.
Yeah, there's no question about it, no doubt.
And coach, for you, man, let me ask you this, man. How fun has it been meeting your guys, man? Because, you know, when you take over a job, you know, guys are kind of skittish sometimes as a new head coach. But you chose those young men. And how's it been learning those young men and them knowing that you love them and you're there to help their careers, help be there for them? And you chose them. You wanted to be a part of them.
Well, no, you're right. You know, you have, in my case, this spring, you hire a new coaching staff, and then you and your coaching staff, you know, you really try to bridge a gap and get to know all of the players that are now going to depend on you, that are going to share your vision, that you're going to have to sacrifice, teach them, et cetera. And, you know, none of that can happen until you get a chance to know them. And that's really what we're doing at Xavier right now, is really still getting to know each other. Now, we're on the court 3 months. It's different than it was 2 months ago. But as we get to know each other, those relationships grow. And then I think that's when development really, really starts to happen. But, you know, for me, like, I'm equally tied to this NBA draft, because I really believe there'll be three players from Arizona that will get picked on Thursday night: Ben Mathurin, Dalen Terry, and Christian Coloco. And, you know, you talk about coaching. I can remember recruiting all three of those guys. Each of them have a different story. You know, Christian Coloco is from Cameroon, came to L.A., lived with his sister, 7-footer, not very highly regarded coming out of high school, more of a project, but he developed. And after 3 years in this past year, Tommy Lloyd and his staff did a great job coaching him. But, you know, he has a chance to be first round pick, second round pick. You know, Daylon Terry, Phoenix, Arizona, one of the youngest guys that we ever recruited at Arizona. And again, more of a top 100 player. But after 2 years, you know, I think he has a chance to maybe sneak into the first round on Thursday night. And Ben Mathurin is from Montreal, Canada. You don't hear many basketball players from Montreal, Canada, but he developed, he overcame the odds. Again, very young when he came to school. We were fortunate to get him, beat Baylor at the last minute, and convinced Ben to come to Arizona. But 2 years later, Pac-12 Player of the Year, probably going to be a lottery pick. But, you know, you think about the development part of that. You think about recruiting them, convincing them and their families to believe in you, and just watching that all happen. Three guys in one draft. And I'm no longer at Arizona, so, you know, simultaneous, we're getting both feet on the ground here at Xavier in the Big East Conference, getting to know our team. And then quick glance back, you know, where I just came from, you know, I think magic will happen on Thursday night in many ways. So it's really an incredible week for me. You know, I'm excited for Thursday night. And, you know, like I mentioned, I'm excited to build relationships here with the future of Xavier basketball.
No doubt, man. You coach some heck of a players, Coach Miller, and I feel like that's what it's about, connecting with guys and bringing them and giving them opportunity. You do that for your guys, man. And with Xavier being a national brand in the Big East, recruiting, just the name Xavier has importance to me. Because as a kid, I remember how good Xavier was here in Atlanta. I knew how the national brand, in my opinion. So for you, Coach Miller, you can get anybody in the country come to Cincinnati and play for you, get a good education as well, and be in a conference that plays on Fox every week as well. So exposure as well for you guys. How about that as well in your recruiting piece, bringing guys in there, man?
Yeah, well, the one thing that I'll tell you that I've learned quickly, you know, the last time that I was here as a coach at Xavier, we were in the Atlantic 10 Conference. And the Atlantic 10 was very good. John Chaney was still coaching at Temple, and they were part of the Atlantic 10. Phil Martelli, Jameer Nelson, they were actually a one seed in the NCAA tournament. And you know, we were good at Xavier. George Washington was good. Dayton was good. But we didn't have that, you know, that big stick that the Big East Conference represents. Coming back, it's amazing to me the respect the Big East Conference has nationally, but also how much young kids love the Big East Conference. And I think one of the reasons is, you know, we don't have football. Not only don't we have football at Xavier, but our conference is basketball centric. You can't name a school that doesn't fit that profile. Villanova, Marquette, UConn, Creighton, Xavier. You know, all of us have so many resources and all eggs in this basketball basket that, you know, the players are at the center of what we do. College basketball is at the center of everything Big East related. And then, you know, the magic of Madison Square Garden in New York City early March, there's nothing like it. The Big East tournament. Obviously, you mentioned Fox. I think that partnership really sets us apart from a lot of other conferences. But, you know, I think that's the thing that's really jumped off the page as I've returned back, that a lot of the things are the same at Xavier. Obviously, the campus has grown and a lot of improvements have been made across the boards. But the affiliation with Big East Conference, me having played in the Big East, it's super exciting to be able to get on the phone and sell that. You have a chance to play in arguably the best basketball conference in college basketball.
I remember Coach not doing homework to watch Big Mondays as a kid.
That's right.
ESPN, the Big East game on Big Monday. I would not do my homework till late at night, Coach, to watch those games on ESPN.
Yep.
Because the kids heck from my father for it. But I said, Dad, I want to watch the game. He said, okay, I guess you got it. Okay, son, I'll just get away with it. But I got two more for you, Coach, man. Recruiting Atlanta and recruiting Georgia, period. Talk about the basketball here in Georgia and Atlanta, how the coaching and how high school players are so much high level. AAU programs very high level here in Atlanta. About when you get a recruit from Atlanta, a lot of times the guys are pretty much ready to play already as soon as you get him on campus in June or August.
No doubt. And, you know, obviously I know Jonas Hayes and had a chance to really be with him in a very brief snapshot, about a 2 week window when he took over as the interim coach at the end of the season, led our program Xavier to an NIT postseason championship. And now he's the new head coach at Georgia State with his brother Jarvis. And they're going to do really big things in Atlanta. You know, he's Atlanta through and through, played at Georgia. So I've learned, you know, even in the 2 weeks that I was with Jonas, you know, a lot about just what makes Georgia, Georgia, what makes Atlanta, Atlanta. But I think the state and the city of Atlanta speaks for itself. Obviously home to so many talented players over, what, 50 years? And I don't know if it's ever been more talented right now than it is. So great coaches, great travel team programs, you know, a city that loves the game, loves the NBA, loves college basketball, and just a really talented area. And, you know, where we're located, Cincinnati, a lot of people don't realize we can get in a car, drive between 5 hours, 5.5 hours, go from Cincinnati to Atlanta, Georgia by car. You know, it's an hour flight. So, you know, once in a while, being able to go down there and get the best talent, bring them to the Big East where college basketball is king, that's something that we're excited and anxious to do.
Coach, got one more for you, man. When you come to Atlanta, Coach, when there's a Peach Jam or recruiting a young man or is here for a conference or the Final Four, what's your favorite spot to eat down here, Coach?
You know, I can't really call it. You know, I would tell you this, that when you're in the South, you got to go with barbecue, right? Wings. The Varsity, I've been there a couple times when we played Georgia Tech decades ago when I was an assistant at NC State. So I'm probably not the best guy to ask that question to, other than I think I know that anything you eat in Atlanta is probably going to be real good.
Well, Coach, that can change, buddy. I will take care of you. I'm a foodie, man. Okay. So you come to town, man. I'll make sure you have the best spots you can. I know wherever anything you want to get, Coach. I got Italian. I got barbecue. I got seafood. I got whatever you want, Coach. Soul food, I got you, brother.
I'm sure. You know, same in Cincinnati, like Skyline Chili, Montgomery Inn Ribs, there's Grater's Ice Cream. There's quite a few places up here that if you're from Cincinnati and you move away, first thing you do when you return home, you hit those spots, you know?
Coach, we got swap numbers offline, Coach. I'll be in Cincinnati for the Western Southern Open in Mason. I'll be up there for the whole week.
Dennis, okay, good. Great. Well, maybe I'll run into you. You know, that's one thing that has grown since I left. You know, when I left, that tennis stadium was just being built and is coming into its own. And they told me that that has become a world-class event, you know, tennis. I mean, where people from all over the world come to Cincinnati, and I know it's a big, big deal. So looking forward to seeing what that's about.
Seventh year going, Coach, and it's, trust me, it's grown by immensely. Some new courts, new buildings, man. That site is one of a kind. And you go to the music park as well. So I love that part about it as well, going to cover that tournament every year in August.
Yeah, Kings Island. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, it's great talking to you.
Thanks, Coach. It was very fun, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I look forward to meeting you in person and connecting soon.
Will do, Coach. Thanks so much, buddy.
All right, man. See ya.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. Well, the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.